Well, Worth County football going to play in a state semifinal Saturday afternoon. They'll face Archie in a game that we'll have on the KMA airwaves. I'll have the call alongside Devin Albertson, and we're taking a look at now from the Worth County side with head coach John Adwell. Coach, you know, one of the final four left standing. Of course, it's been a journey to get here. How are you guys feeling there in Worth County?
Well, we feel like we've kind of been through murderer's row a little bit after last Saturday. It was quite a battle, and, you know, kids feel good. I'm very proud of them, and we're excited to move on.
Yeah, let's dive into that game with North Shelby. You know, a team that you're familiar with, having played them in the quarterfinal round a year ago, and, I mean, it was a 48-minute battle from the sounds of it. Take me through that game and how you guys were able to find a way to get the victory there on Saturday.
Well, they came out and they scored on us first, kind of took it down the field on us. I guess opening the game, we drove the field and stalled out there in the red zone, and then they came down, punched one in on us. But once the kids kind of settled in, we kind of just honed in on what we were doing, what we needed to do, instead of just, I think we were kind of looking at their formations and kind of wasn't really reacting. And once we settled in there, it kids played real well, and just kind of, it was a grinder all the way through for four quarters.
Yeah, you know, this time of year, it's all about just trying to find a way to win a game, right? Doesn't matter whether it's by 1 point or 50 points. To win a game like that where you had to grind it out, what does that say about kind of the resiliency and toughness of this group?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely a resilient, a tough group. You know, they've proven that time and time again, you know. Doesn't matter if they're up or down, they're just going to go out there and do their job and try to win the next play. And you know, we talk a lot about that. It's about winning the next play and just giving your best effort every series and every play. And if we can do that, you know, find good things to happen.
You start the year with a one possession loss to a Rockport team that's also in a state semifinal, and then since then have continued to find ways to win more often than not in a kind of dominant manner. As you reflect on the season, what's been the biggest area of growth or improvement for this team from the start of the year to where we are now going to the semifinals?
Well, you know, I think, you know, probably our biggest growth, you know, is, you know, we just sustaining blocks and just, you know, finishing drives and, you know, finish on the backside of plays. I think early on I felt like that we were coming off, and when the play was away throwing, we came off our blocks and worked up, maybe tried to the next level, but just finding ways to stay with your man and continue to finish through the whistle. And I think that's paid off to where you're not getting run, you know, run down from behind. You know, our backs, they do a lot of reading and weaving through traffic. And when you can control that backside guy, you know, we feel like that it gives us another chance to get through to that next level.
Now let's talk about Saturday. You know, Archie, the opponent in a state semifinal. I know as a program, it's somebody you're familiar with, having seen them in the state title game a couple of years ago. But, you know, with this year's Archie team, what do you know about them? What are the challenges that they present?
Well, they kind of spread you out a little bit, but at the same time, they're going to run the ball. I think I kind of compared them a lot to, you know, formation-wise and kind of the system that they're running is similar to kind of what King City was running, kind of that pin and pull type offense. And, you know, they've got a really, really good quarterback, Tristan Leeper, and he wants to beat you with his feet, but he can throw the ball as well. But he's got a good, talented receiver he can throw to as well. I think they're big up front, move real well. You know, we got to make sure that we own our gaps and do our responsibilities and you know, just keep on doing what we do, and that's grind through things.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, their offense. You know, Tristan Leeper has put up really, really impressive numbers both through the air and on the ground this year. What is the number one thing defensively going against their offense?
Well, just owning our gaps and making sure that, you know, our eyes don't get ahead of the play and just, you know, understanding what we're trying to do and then, you know, following through. And I think we do that plays good in our favor.
How about offensively? What will be the top priorities for you guys on Saturday?
Well, again, you know, I mean, they've kind of shown that they like to put five guys up there on the line and send send some heat and pressure and try to take away them running lanes. And, you know, we've got to be able to create creases and make sure we understand where our blocks are going to be coming from and then be able to, you know, hit the creases that we need to hit.
Looking forward to that one. Worth County Archie Saturday, KMAland.com. That is Worth County head coach John Adwell. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best.
All right. Thank you very much.